organized and publicity officer for the National Gardens Schemes. I don't know why I'm reading this in the style of Dr. Evil. It just seemed to fit in. East and Mid Sussex, who raise money for charity. His name is Jeff Stonebanks. He joins us on the line now. He isn't evil. He's really quite a nice chap.
No, I'm not evil at all, Joe.
You're nice and cuddly. You're really nice. And we're into April, which I think, you know, at the very beginning of the season, there are a lot of gardens open, but I think when we get to April, it's the time when big business is to be done, raising
really
money for a lot of good causes.
Yeah, it starts to get going. Anyway, good morning, Joe and Jeff.
Morning.
Nice to catch up with you both again. And all the gardens I'm going to mention today, as usual, I'll have children in free and serve homemade tea and cakes. So let's start talking and take a look at the April gardens in Surrey. On Sunday the 1st of April at 67 West Street in Reigate, listeners will find Caxton House, a lovely large spring garden with arboretum and two well-stocked ponds. It'll open from 2 till 5 p.m. with entry £5. The 7-acre garden comes complete with hellebores, spring flowers and pots planted with colourful displays. There's a new bed with wild daffodils and don't miss the antique dog cart. Next in Surrey we have the Chalet in Topwood Lane, Caterham. It also opens on the 1st of April from 11 to 4:30. There are tens of thousands of daffodils to see with lots of water features including lakes and a waterfall. Explore the woodland and a garden trail and see a limited blue edition blue train Bentley, a phantom Rolls Royce, a helicopter plus the oldest FA Cup and other trophies not to be missed. Over now in Sussex we've got Cookscroft in Booker's Lane, Earnley, near Chichester. It's opening on Saturday the 21st of April from 11 to 4 at a cost of £5. The garden features cottage, woodland and Japanese style gardens with water features and borders of perennials with a particular emphasis on southern hemisphere plants. On Wednesday the 25th, see Fittleworth House in Bedham Lane, Fittleworth from 2 to 5 with entry £5. This is a 3-acre tranquil country garden featuring a working walled kitchen garden with long herbaceous borders and a wide range of fruit and vegetables. There's a large glass house, an old potting shed, mixed flower borders, rhododendrons and lots of spring bulbs. Meanwhile, Pens in the Rocks in Groombridge near Tunbridge Wells opens on Sunday the 22nd of April from 2 to 6 p.m. Admission here is £6 to see this large garden with a spectacular outcrop of rocks. There's a lake, 18th century temple and woods. Also see many daffodils, bluebells, azaleas, magnolias and tulips to complete the picture. Lastly, in Sussex, there are Burwash Hidden Gardens. Here in this beautiful village in the High Weald area of outstanding national beauty, the gardens are well concealed from public view, located mainly behind centuries-old listed properties. They vary in size and planting and range in size from a few square metres to 3 acres. Located on and around the picturesque High Street, all are within easy walking distance of each other. And this is their very first spring opening with 4 gardens on show. And you can see them on Saturday the 28th of April from 2 to 5 p.m, all for £4. Over now in North East Hampshire, we have 2 gardens. The first is the Dower House, Springvale Road, Hedburn Worthy, near Winchester. It opens on the 29th of April from 2:30 to 5:30, and entry is £4.50. It's set within 5.5 acres with meandering paths allowing easy access. There are plenty of places to sit, relax and enjoy the surroundings. Areas of interest include a scented border, bluebell wood and a secret courtyard garden. The last garden for today is the Bluebell Wood, Stancombe Lane, Bavins, New Odeon Road in Alton. It's opening on April the 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with admission £5. This is a unique 100-acre ancient bluebell woodland. Those who enjoy a leisurely pace can experience the perfume of the carpet of blue, listening to the bird song and watching the contrasting light through the trees near to the entrance of the woods. Just one final point on Oakley Cottage in Sussex, which was scheduled to open on the 7th and 8th of April, will no longer be able to do so, so apologies for that. If listeners want to know more about any of the gardens I've mentioned, then they can go to www.ngs.org.uk or call 01483 211535 during office hours Monday to Friday. And last month saw the launch of the National Garden Scheme's 2018 Garden Visitors Handbook at a media event at the Festival Hall in London, when we announced a record 3.1 million of donations to nursing and caring charities, our highest ever, nearly double that of 10 years ago. Quite amazing, and therefore sincere thanks to all who take the time and go and visit the gardens. There you have it then, Joe. That's April, and here's looking forward to a great month. And I very much look forward to talking to you again on the 6th of May with the gardens opening later that month.
Excellent. All righty. Well, we've just raided the emergency biscuit tins for a second time while you were in control of the airwaves there.
I hope you had time to enjoy them all.
I did. Well, them all. I only had one more.
All right, I need one.
All right, we will speak when we will certainly, almost definitely, be into proper spring by then, and maybe even mentioning summer. Who knows?
Ooh, we're meant some heat and some warmth, which is sadly lacking at the moment. But yes, hopefully you're right.
All the best to you and yours.
Thanks
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Cheers. Thanks very Bye-bye. Much, Joe. Bye-bye. Bye.
Jeff Stonebanks there, who also spells his name Geoff.
Well, the proper way.
Another posh. I don't know if it's the proper way or the posh way. I'm going with the posh way rather than that.